Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, we hear from John Davis III, whose family moved from Washington, D.C. to Winston-Salem in 1950. Mr. Davis talks with his son, Wesley, and shares some bittersweet memories of his family and childhood.
My father did not have a college education. He went to American University in Washington and did not complete his college education. He worked for what was called the FHA, Federal Housing Administration, mm-hmm. and that's going out and helping people. It was his beginning of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mae.
Yeah. Right.
He was a very decent father. He gave me helped me form goals and, to some degree, values, but more in terms of goals. He was very high on a college education because he knew in his job the people with college educations had moved ahead of him,
right.
whereas he hadn't. He was a philanderer. I would say he had – I don't know how many girlfriends he had, but he probably had a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He believed in physical punishment, and he punished – Pete and me up till we were probably – I mean physically up till we were probably about 13 or 14 years old. And I remember, you know, standing up to him finally.
Right.
And telling him he couldn't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
He had come from a father who was extremely strict, and they didn't call him a spanking or a whipping. They'd say a beating, you know. So he was extremely strict, and I think my father got that
mm-hmm.
from him. My parents separated in May of my senior year in high school, and I think my mother finally got tired of his running around and his – as I said, he became an alcoholic, and I think she got tired of it, and, you know, he got tired of her or whatever it was, but it was a blessing, and I was for it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't bother me that they were separating. I thought it was a good thing, particularly for my mother. You know, I've described my mother. She had a great laugh. She had a great fun side to her, as did her whole family. She loved to dance, and she said she'd do the tambourine and the cymbals.
And she had good musical taste.
Yeah, yeah. Had good rhythm. Yeah, good musical taste. That's right.
I now have her record collection.
Yes,
vinyl
exactly.
Records.
Exactly.
Great stuff in there.
Yeah, and she had everything from country and western and Elvis Presley to classical,
right.
You know. But her whole family
Rod
was
– Rod
Stewart. Rod
Stewart,
who she loved.
She loved Rod Stewart.
That's right. But – her whole family was musically inclined and loved to laugh and get together and dance and sing and all that sort of thing. So my memory is of a fun childhood.
Mm-hmm.
I had a mother that loved me very much, a father that liked me, pushed me, you know, and I liked him. I didn't love him the way I did my mother. And so I've got a good memories, you know, of living on Sunset Drive and then living Elizabeth Avenue. And even when we got over to West End Boulevard, I mean, I got good memories of them all.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network dedicated to building trusting relationships in our community. Storyline. Make the connections.